the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm your Friday afternoon host, Paul Harris. You can just think of me as the giant eyeball that's washed up on the beach of life. I'm proud to be in the midst of it. Every Friday at this time, we play the Harris Challenge, but we can't play without you as a contestant. So if you haven't played in the last month, please turn that off.
You don't like that?
Thank you. No.
No DeBarge?
What
no.
What do you step on?
No.
Is it? No, that was DeBarge.
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 Was it? L. DeBarge, please.
L. DeBarge.
If you haven't played in the last month and you'd like to play now, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. And this just in, the presidential election is now over because Lindsay Lohan has endorsed Mitt Romney.
So, all right.
Forget about the polls. Forget about everything else. It's over. So here we go, playing the Harris Challenge, and here comes our first contestant of the day. Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Hi, how are you guys? Love your show. Thanks. Glad you're on Fridays now.
I appreciate that very much. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm almost 50 years old. I have two sets of twins, and my kids make fun of me for listening to talk radio.
How old are the twins?
24 and 16.
Well, the 24-year-old should know better. The 16-year-olds, they're going to make fun of you no matter how old you are. 16-year-olds, it's in genetically. It's not something that they get from you. It goes back, you know, millions of years. So many generations we can't even count. If you're a 16-year-old and you're not making fun of your father, then dad is doing something terribly wrong. I can remember when my daughter was 16 years old, and anything I said, Dad, stop breathing, Dad.
What do you know?
I can hear that over here, Dad. I have friends coming over. You're not going to breathe, are you? So I completely sympathize, Mike. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions are all locked up for a week until they leak out here. There's got to be a better word than
yes.
that. Spring to life here on Friday afternoons, and you get to choose which one you'd like. Category one, Alex Karras is dead. Category two.
Oh,
he is?
Category two, Saturday Night Live is 37. Or category three, can I quote you? Which one would you like, Mike?
Oh, boy. What the heck? Let's go with, can I quote you?
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. If you don't know one right away and you want to pass on it, you can do that and then pick it up later if you have time before the buzzer sounds at the 60-second mark. That's when we tally up your scores. And if you get 8 points or more, you're going to win our fabulous prize package. Now, if only there were someone here who could tell us what that prize package is.
Yay! The prize man!
You'll get an El Tio Pepe gift certificate. Authentic Mexican food with two locations in St. Charles County. We also have a Westport Car Wash gift certificate. Good for one free car wash in Westport Car Wash with three locations. And a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
That's a prize package with a value of well over $1 million. And we only say that so the IRS comes and hunts you down, Mike. You understand.
I gotcha.
I do have to tell you the warning here, again, federally required, that I warn you that if you get 7 points or less, you will be punished. Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. Under those terms, let's proceed now with the category, can I quote you? Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who said he hoped his four children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character?
Pass.
Complete this quote by Sir Walter Scott. Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
When we something to deceive.
I'm going to give it to you. When first we practice to deceive. Question three.
You.
Who did Henry Lee eulogize in 1799 as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen?
John Paul Jones.
George Washington. What was Paul Kantner referring to when he said, if you can remember anything about them, you weren't really there?
Woodstock.
The 60s. Which English playwright said, some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them? And if I were you, I'd go with the most famous English playwright of all time.
Shakespeare.
That's correct.
Thanks.
The one-pointer, the guy who hoped his four children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, an obscure guy by the name of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I didn't realize time was up yet.
Yeah, it was. That's
okay,
why
I didn't hear the buzzer, sorry.
That's why I gave you the hint on the Shakespeare question.
Appreciate it.
You got the five, you got the two, and that's only 7 points, Mike. I'm sorry. Just at the threshold where, I will have to punish you. But the punishment is going to come from one of two rather attractive women, and you can choose which one you'd like. You can have Cameron Diaz punish you, or you can have Cate Blanchett. Both wonderful actresses. Both attractive women. Which one would you like to have punish you?
I like her movies better, so I'll take Cate Blanchett.
All right. Here she comes.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Just walk on by.
All right, they're going to walk on by if you keep singing like that, Cate.
Wow, don't quit acting.
Mike, I'm glad you played.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. By the way, that is a scene from the movie Bandits with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis.
I've never seen it.
If you haven't seen it, they play two guys who are bank robbers who come up with the idea of to rob the bank. They go the night before to the bank manager's house and they sleep over at his house and hold him hostage until in the morning they take him to the bank and open it up and rob the bank. And she plays this unbelievably attractive redheaded housewife who they encounter along the way, and she goes along and has adventures with them. It's called Bandits. I recommend it. It's probably about 15 years old, but a lot of people missed it. So just a recommendation for you while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Paul. Welcome back to the airwaves.
Thank you very much. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a retired mailman. I work for Enterprise Leasing now, so if you need a lease or rent a car, call Enterprise. We will pick you up.
We will pick you up. All right. Oh. Pat, we have three categories here. Alex Karras is dead. Saturday Night Live is 37. Or we add to the board, the human body.
I'll take Alex Karras.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What team did Karras play for as a defensive tackle for 12 years in the NFL?
That would be the Detroit Lions.
Correct. In what Mel Brooks movie did he play Mongo?
Blazing Saddle.
Correct. Karras played college football for the Iowa Hawkeyes and later appeared on a TV series about a doctor named Hawkeye. What was that show?
That would be MASH.
Correct. Who did Karras replace in the Monday Night Football booth? Was it Fred the Hammer Williamson, Fran Tarkenton, or Don Meredith?
I'm going to take a guess and say Don Meredith.
You should have said the Hammer, Fred Williamson.
Well.
Who was the child actor who became a star appearing with Alex Karras in the sitcom Webster?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. It was a young black kid. I don't know his name.
No, you have a few seconds to think about it.
Give me a clue or a lifeline.
Was it Rodney Allen Rippey?
Okay, here's your clue. He was a child actor, and he was in a sitcom with Alex Karras.
I don't know. I won't come up with it.
Oh, did you say Emmanuel Lewis?
That's what I was going to say, yes.
Yeah, you should have before the buzzer.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Pat.
By the way, just a little note here about Alex Karras that I did not know until I read this online today. He got in a little bit of trouble because he owned a bar that some people were doing some gambling on. Some organized crime guys were doing some gambling in the bar, and the NFL told him he had to give it up. And while they were investigating this, he admitted he had placed bets on NFL games with these guys from the mob. And so he was suspended by the league for a year. And then he came back. And by the way, in that year away, he went into pro wrestling. And then he came back into the NFL. And his team, the Detroit Lions, went out, and he was the captain, and he goes out to midfield, and they're the visitor, and the referee says, okay, you're going to call heads or tails, and Kara says, I'm sorry, sir, I'm not allowed to gamble. You got to love a guy like that. Pat, I'm sorry you only got 6 points for the one, the two, and the three. That means you have to be punished. Would you like it to be Cameron Diaz or Cate Blanchett?
Well, Cameron Diaz is a skank, so let's do Cate Blanchett.
Wow. Oh, wow, that was a little bit harsh. All right, Ms. Blanchett, continue.
Make believe that you don't see my tears. Just let me grieve in private, because each time I see you, I break down and cry. So waka bye.
All right. Oh. I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, our next contestant is you, Jeffrey. How are you today?
Fantastic, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm an aspiring cartoonist shopping around my cartoon called Dropped as a Child.
Wow. Oh. Is it a newspaper comic strip? Or?
Yeah, it's a one panel. They call them gags.
Uh-huh.
And
like Far Side.
Of course, all the newspapers and magazines are going under, and it's a long shot at best.
Yeah.
But I have my wife's support, and that's all you can ask in life.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope you're as successful as Gary Larson was with the Far Side, or the McCoy brothers, who are from the
or
East
Mike
Side.
Or Mike Peters.
Yeah, or Mike Peters, or any of those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Best of luck to you with that, Jeffrey. Which category would you like? We have Saturday Night Live is 37, The Human Body, or we add now Miscellaneous Multiple Choice, always the most deceptive category.
I think I'm going to take a stab at Saturday Night Live.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the host of the first show 37 years ago yesterday? Was it Steve Martin, George Carlin, or Paul Simon?
George Carlin.
Correct. Which SNL cast member wrote and starred in the movie Bridesmaids?
I can see her. Kristen, pass.
In a 2008 skit where Tina Fey played Sarah Palin, who played Hillary Clinton?
I haven't watched them recently, pass, sorry.
Which cast member holds the record for most years on the show at 14 years? Daryl Hammond, Phil Hartman, or Tim Meadows?
I'm going to go with Tim Meadows.
Daryl Hammond.
I do.
Who played both Ross Perot and George H.W. Bush in a 1992 debate sketch?
The guy, and he was with Mike Myers, and I'm drawing a blank this time.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to check with the judges on this. Can we accept the guy you know with Mike Myers?
No. That would be no, Paul.
I'm sorry.
And it was interesting, too, Jeffrey, the cartoonist, said he's drawing a blank.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so easy when you're not playing.
Tell me about it.
The guy who did Ross Perot and Bush at the same time in the debate was Dana Carvey. Remember Not Gonna Do That? That was him.
Not Gonna Do That.
Amy Poehler played Hillary Clinton in those hysterical skits 4 years ago. And Kristen, I don't know her last name, was Kristen Wiig. Jeffrey only got 1 point for just random. And by the way, I heard you about to say Daryl Hammond, and you changed to Tim Meadows.
Yes.
I would have thought Tim Meadows, too. He's been on there a long
14,
time.
He was on there 10 or 11 years, I think. Wow. But Jeffrey, you only got 1 point, so which beautiful actress would you like to have punish you, Cameron Diaz or Cate Blanchett?
Well, I was a big fan of Something About Mary, so let's go with Cameron Diaz.
Just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself.
Wow.
I'm so used to doing everything for you.
Okay. I love that moment in the movie. The movie, by the way, is My Best Friend's Wedding. I love that moment in the movie where they left in, because that's actually her singing in a restaurant, and that's an extra who wasn't supposed to speak who yelled out, "You suck!" And they left it in, and when you're an extra and you get a line, you get paid a lot more. They paid that extra more for that line.
Which was worse, her performance or mine today?
I'm going to call it a tie.
Thanks so much. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Have a good weekend. Good luck with the strip. Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm an account manager for Southwest Plastic Binding and Laminating here in beautiful Maryland Heights, 314-739-4400.
We have some people here today who get the five-second plug commercial endorsement opportunity.
Nice.
I like that. which category do you want, Larry? We have the human body or miscellaneous multiple choice?
Human body.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which human organ is surrounded by a sac called the pericardium?
The heart.
Correct. What do the lacrimal glands do?
Pass.
In what organ is insulin created?
The pancreas.
Correct. What's the name of the tube that goes from the nose to the esophagus? Is it the larynx, the pharynx, or the garynx?
The larynx.
It's the pharynx.
Ah.
What part of a baby has a soft spot called the fontanelle?
That would be the head.
That's correct. Back to the two-pointer. What do the lacrimal glands do?
Lacrimate. I don't know.
Lacrimate.
I'm going to give it to you.
That's right.
That's correct. They lacrimate. In non-medical terms, that would be creating tears, but I'm pretty sure any MD would tell you, yeah, yep. They lacrimate. That's correct.
I won.
Yes, you did. You got everything but the four-pointer. That's 11 points. Larry, you're a winner. Congratulations. Have a great weekend. Stand by, Larry, and Dan will tell you what you won.
Okay.
All right, here's our final contestant today. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to say hello to my children, Molly and Sam, my wife, Dana, and go Cardinals.
All right, yeah. your only category, yeah, a big game tonight. I'm going to talk to Jim Holder about that in a second. Well, which category would you like here, miscellaneous multiple choice or miscellaneous multiple choice?
Let's go with multiple choice.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the most densely populated U.S. state? Is it New York, Illinois, or New Jersey?
New Jersey.
Correct. Which came first, the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, or the Iron Age?
The Stone Age.
Correct. Which of these U.S. territories is furthest south, Guam, American Samoa, or Wake Island?
Pass.
Which of these is not a permanent member of the UN Security Council? France, Spain, or Russia?
Spain.
Correct. Which group is associated with the phrase Rainbow Warriors? Is it Greenpeace, Amnesty International, or the Peace Corps?
How about the Peace Corps?
Greenpeace. Now you need this for the win. Which of these U.S. territories is furthest south? Guam, American Samoa, or Wake Island?
Ooh, how about Samoa?
Your guess is American Samoa, and the correct answer is American Samoa.
All right.
Nice going, Nick. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
10 points is a winner for you, and you get the fabulous prize package, which Dan will tell you about on the phone. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday, right around 5:15, here on the Big 550 KTRS.